me and I get locked up.
They won't let me out. They won't let me out.
I'm locked up.
They won't let me out. No. They won't let me out.
I'm locked up.
They won't let me out. They won't let me out.
I'm locked up.
They won't let me out. No. They won't let me out.
Heading uptown to Rio. Back with a couple.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, and welcome to another edition of Prison Pipeline. I'm your host, Reggae Bob, sitting in host for our divine Miss Ann Rose Pierce. We're going to be spotlighting her life, her little bit next week during the show, half hour show. Her website is still up after 17 years. Okay, tonight we're going to talk some more about women's issues in prison. It is still International Women's Month, specialized on the women. Fellas, you know we don't forget about you. We have a special guest in the house tonight. She's with a group of community writers, people who've been writing from behind the wall, some of them. So, coming up in a little bit, also our weekly Mumia Abu-Jamal report. See what he's got going on. We don't have his update on his appeal right now. But hey, it's good. It's the Prison Pipeline Show. Thank you for being here. We'll be right back.
Making so much money. Products moving fast. Put away the stash. As I sold the last bag, fucked around and got locked up.
They won't let me out. They won't let me.
My nigga, I'm locked up.
They won't let me out. No, they won't let me out.
I got locked up.
They won't let me out. They won't let me out.
Baby girl, I'm locked up.
They won't let me out. No, they won't let me out.
Cause visitation no longer comes by. Seems like they forgot about me. Commissary is getting empty. Cellmates eating food without me. Can't wait to get out and move forward with my life. Got a family that loves me and wants me to do right. But instead I'm here locked up.
They won't let me out. They won't let go.
I'm locked up.
They won't let me out. No. They won't let me out.
I'm locked up.
They won't let me out.
Okay, all right, thank you, thank you. You know, this is the one of the shortest programs on the air. A lot of half-hour programs on KBOO, but not complaining because it needs to be out there and these words need to be heard. Don't forget, still looking for input on from folks who have been in the penal system, people who work with the system, and people who have interest in the system. So please get in contact with us here, KBOO Prison Pipeline Show, address 20 Southeast 8th. And up next, I'm going to push the buttons. I'm going to bring the microphone up to another wonderful first-time person here on KBOO Radio. Go ahead and introduce yourself, ma'am.
Okay, my name is Andrea Thompson Carstens. I was Andrea Carstens at Coffee Creek, and I was there for 20 months and am privileged to be here, and I am real excited. I know some people still there, and I know what it's like. It's been about 7 months for me, and while I was there, one of the programs that I found to be especially helpful was the Right Around Portland program.
Right Around Portland.
Yeah. That,
okay.
That one is, it goes in there. It's not just inside. It's also for people as they come out. It's a good program to get hooked up with for transition as well.
Transition. Okay.
Yeah. And it meant a lot to me. I remember when I was in a group inside there, the women and the other women and I were so excited for that night. It was a chance to have some peace and quiet and to write and to feel like you weren't there. It was like not being there and to find your voice. And so the program is really to promote diversity, to promote cultures and bringing writing to people who might not otherwise get a chance to. And I know it was very meaningful, and everyone that's involved got to have their piece in an anthology book published. Mm-hmm. And it got to read, and right now, as I've come out, I was allowed to be in a training to be a facilitator with that program,
okay.
Which I did. I went through their training, and I'm now midway through a 10-week session of women, single moms that I'm working with,
mm-hmm.
And we're all writers together. It's like writers with writers, you know. It's not anybody teaching anybody. It's about writing uh-huh. together, and so right now they're working on some pieces to get to put in the next volume, and so and they'll be published. The books end up in Powell's, and you know they're all around, and it's so beautiful to see people when they're feeling low. I know I was feeling you know, really like I'd pretty much bought, you know, that was it.
Mm.
Going there, you know, I mean, it was like I.
When the judge said. What did the judge say that was going to be your length of your sentence?
2 years.
I had
2 years, and that was it for me. I mean, I had been successful. I fell really hard because I had been, I had pride. I mean, I thought I was really it. And to go there, it was like I was angry, and I just gave up, and I just felt like that is just the bottom. And I know that through that this program, through other programs too, that while I was in there, I found that, you know, even that experience doesn't have to be the end. It can be like another beginning. And those experiences,
okay.
you know, that you have in there, I mean, you know, as hard as they are, you know, they're hard. And you don't know sometimes if you're going to make it. And I, you know, you wonder if you're safe. You wonder if you're going to make it out of there. And I went to treatment, and I even got kicked out of treatment in there, you know.
Oh.
But they told me I needed humility, and they told me I was proud, and they were right. I was mad.
Okay.
And but anyway, through this program, it's a chance to give back, you know, to some women.
Now, Audrey, you see me pushing buttons, getting a CD in here. What I need to do, what I slip at often, is I need to get this show on. I'm going to burn the CD of this, what we're talking about here, because this is very important stuff. And, you know, we like to keep, you know, just for the files. If it's okay with you.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
If it's okay with you, then you can share it with your folks later.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people who might want to hear about our show and hear about it here. So I'm gonna jump on this little bit of music here. We're dedicating this to, like you said, International Women's Month. This is for the mothers who are on lockdown. We do love you, and we really want this to be, of course, the last time you ever in such a place. This is a Prison Pipeline, and here's a little Tupac for you.
You all appreciate it. When I was young, me and my mama had beef. 17 years old, kicked out on the streets. So back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, I'm scared to go home. I was a fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Shed tears with my baby sister. Over the years, we was poor and another little kid. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong, we blame mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. In elementary, hey, I see the penitentiary one day, running from the police, that's right. Mama catch me, put a whooping to my backside. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen, mama. I finally understand, for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always was committed, a poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did it, there's no way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Baby, don't you know that love is sweet?
Dear mama,
baby, place no one above you.
You all appreciate it.
Baby, don't you know that love is sweet?
Nobody tell us it was fair. No love from my daddy, cause the coward wasn't there. He passed away and I didn't cry, cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless, but all along I was looking for a father, he was gone. I hung around with the thugs, and even though they sold drugs, they showed a young brother love. I moved out, started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started slanging. I ain't guilty, cause even though I sell rocks, it feels good putting money in your mailbox. I love paying rent when the rent's due. I hope you got the diamond necklace that I
When I was low, you was there for me. You never left me alone because you cared for me. And I can see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix us a hot plate. Just working with the scraps she was giving. And mama made miracles every Thanksgiving. But now the road got rough, you're alone. You're trying to raise two bad kids on your own. And there's no way I could pay.
Oh yeah, Tupac. Tupac really, really, I'm going to try to say the word prolific. Saying it right, doing it right. He always respected his mother. And mothers, you are appreciated. And folks, if you're listening, if you have a mother or a sister on lockdown, people who are in prison or locked up, you haven't visited them and you are able to, please do that. Please do that. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Andrea?
Yeah, that's right.
I got it. Andrea. Yeah. Lots of names close to yours. So
yeah.
Andrea.
Yeah.
Yes, we're sitting here tonight speaking with Andrea and the organization you're with tonight, you're talking about.
That's Right Around Portland.
Right around Portland.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And what I saw this in the Observer newspaper last week.
Uh-huh.
Except what I saw there was this group was going to be at Pete's Coffee on 14th and Broadway, Northeast Portland, 7 o'clock last Friday night. And looking at the different people that do the writings in the book, I saw one group that I had just spoke about on the previous Tuesday was the Women's Coffee Creek facility.
Mm-hmm.
And Andrea was sharing with us her memories and some of her things and her group that she works with, so some of the people who have written. On the front page, I missed the new book. I was too late to get the new book. And this one here, I got they say it was the previous one. It says Volume 7, Number 1.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So what, these come out every year?
There's one for every 10 weeks group. There's a book, as far as I know. And there's one coming out. Our group has a reading coming up in May, mm-hmm. and that will be not just the group I'm doing, but there are I think there are 14 groups going at the same time, and
wow.
So there'll be a big reading, and a lot of people who've never read before, they've never known that they could write,
mm-hmm.
never been recognized, have a lot to say, and you know, people in Coffee Creek and other facilities have a message and a story, and you know, and each person has their own style, you know, and it doesn't have to be, it's not about grammar and spelling correctly or anything. It's about the what you're feeling and how important it is. And there
life
are a lot,
experience.
Yeah, like your experience, mm-hmm. what happened to you, and how you feel now.
Okay.
And what's made it, how it's gotten better or how it's gotten worse.
The volume I hear, now, does each one have its own title?
Yeah.
Okay, this one here is called I Feel This Truth.
I Feel This Truth. That's the one that when I was in there, I've got a couple in there, but it's in the other women I was working with. And then it has pieces from all the other groups that were happening during that time.
Okay, are the men are in here too also, right?
Right.
Men
are
in here too.
Men and women.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Men and women. On the front page here, it says, Writing from the Edges, Poverty, Prison, Gender Identity, AIDS, Mental Illness, and Homelessness.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So each of those groups are represented here in mm-hmm. these books.
That's right, and given, you know, given a voice, and it's there's no respecting of people. It's a matter of respect, you know, respecting all people the same. And one of the guidelines that Right Around Portland has is they ask that there be no hate speech, that kind of thing going on in those groups, because this is for bringing people together. It's for bringing the community together in this way, as writers.
Sharing and uplifting.
Uh-huh.
Sharing and uplifting. Not always a positive story, but, you know, it's true story. These are stories about people's lives and things they've done. And now, looking through this one, I made a couple of quotes and notes. You know, one thing about rehabilitation and getting better is so much, no matter how many groups there are, organizations, It's still about the self. Once you go home at night and once you get by yourself, you're still you are the only person that can rehabilitate you. And I got a couple of quotes out of the book. This one here was called Back Inside by Nikki Coley.
Mm-hmm.
I might be saying that wrong. At the very end of this poem, it says that she's recreating the decreation of my creature. Here's the line that got me. Because there's something new inside me, and I'm choosing a different past.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is so cold. Yeah. Choosing a different past.
Yeah.
Because you really can't. But from now on is what she's saying here, is what I think she's saying. Mm-hmm. That's what it sounds like to me. And one more I want to share with you real quick here. I read it up a little bit. If I read, I got to pay it. Share. Okay, this one here is about a woman that dreams. And the name of, I want to give her props, is called, it's a couple of pages, called Dancing Dog Catchers, Mary and George of the Urban League.
Mm.
Where that was from. And she talked about some of her dreams. And she said, I dreamed a lot in those days. My friend Harry says it was because I read too much Stephen King's and such. I learned to read early because it was something I could do alone. And I could make up any ending I wanted to, no matter what the office said. And nobody was there to tell me that I couldn't. And when you write it down, what's better than your own story? Your own ending. That's cool.
That is cool.
Because like I said, when you start writing, the power that you feel and the sharing, that is letting yourself out, letting yourself go.
Yeah. And most people, when they start to write, they're critical of themselves. I think people everywhere are hard on themselves.
Yeah.
And we write, you know, we say, oh, mine isn't good. Yours is better. Everybody's is better. but when you get quiet and listen to what other people hear, they hear what you have to say. And they, in your way, your style is good. We shame ourselves. And I think part of the power we have within us is to stop doing that. Just to stand up and say, you know, I do matter. I, you know, and people will listen, and they do.
Hey.
And it's a matter of making a choice. Like you were saying, what you read is choosing a new path, because today will be yesterday. So we are creating a new history. That makes a lot of sense to me.
Oh yeah. Big time. Big time. Okay, now you were mentioning earlier that you all would look forward to that. Was it once a week?
Mm-hmm.
And what was it, did you write while you were incarcerated?
Yes.
Okay.
It's really hard to write in there, as people know if they've been there, because it's so loud. It's hard to find, especially living in the dorms. So when you go in there and it's time to write and it's quiet and you can just write, it's so wonderful. And you hear people listen to what you read, and you get positive feedback on what you write, and you're heard. You find your voice again. It's like I felt lost. I like lost who I was, you know, and I found myself partly through that. Just, you know, I've been writing ever since. And the people out in there, you can do it anywhere. If you can do it in there, you can do it anywhere.
Oh, hey, I'm going to take your word on that. Believe me, I believe that to be true.
But when you get out, when people get out, they can hook up with this. And the people at Right Around Portland wanted me to say, when you get out, there's a website. And I know you can't access the web usually from inside there, but you could write it down. It's www.writearound.org, and you can write them, you can write a letter to them even now if you want to, and the address is 917 Southwest Oak Street, Suite 406, Portland, Oregon, and you will be accepted, and you can be in a group, and there is no cost for that program, which is why it's open. It's funded by people who want, people who can't otherwise do it, to get a chance. They'll even do child care, because there are a lot of parents who otherwise have to be with their kids all the time. They can't afford child care. They provide bus passes and, you know, to get to the group that you're in. And, you know, so they provide snacks for you, too, so that give you some energy and you get some nurturance that way. I mean, you get some love, you know, from that group. And it feels like that.
Your peers.
You're with your peers, and the facilitator is your peer, where you're just writing together. And it's a beautiful feeling, and I just love being a part of that and listening to it.
I could hear it. I could feel it. I could, yes, all the above. Go ahead and tell them one more time the address and the website, then we're going to change the subject just a little bit.
Okay. The website address is www.writearound.org, and the street address and the mailing address is 917 Southwest Oak Street, Suite 406, Portland, Oregon, and the zip is 97205.
Okay, and Andrea is going to stay here a little bit longer with us here to share some more insight and things about the women in the system And we'll be back. Here's a little bit more Tupac. Chill Sharon.
To show you that I understand. You are.
And of course, this show is for all nationalities. It's not an all black show. It's not a, because you know, everybody's locked up. You've got Native Americans locked up, Hispanics locked up, Caucasians locked up, all other nationalities and genders are locked up. So this show is and always will be as much as possible the way Ann Rose did it. But nobody could do it as good as her, because she lived, ate, and breathed this show. So we will hold it down as best we can.
To the things you did, and all my childhood memories are full of all the sweet things you did for me. And even though I act crazy, I gotta thank the Lord that you made me. There are no words that can express how I feel. You never kept a secret, always stayed real. And I appreciate how you raised me and all the extra love that you gave me. I wish I could take the pain away. If you can make it through the night, there's a brighter day. Everything will be alright if you hold on. It's a struggle every day, gotta roll on. There's no way I can pay you back, but my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Baby, don't you know that love is sweet?
Dear mama,
place no one above you.
You all appreciate it.
Baby, don't you know that love is sweet?
Dear mama.
Yes, 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 dear mama, like we say, if you have somebody on lockdown, brother, sister, even brother, sister, anybody, and you are eligible to visit them, you better get yourself down there and visit your people, because they need your positiveness. They need to have you down there. And my special guest still in the studio. Hello, special guest.
Hello.
Hello, hey. Okay, we're going to go over, I just grabbed things here and there. This next article is from a website called prisonactivist.org, prisonactivist.org, and being International Women's Month, we are focusing on women's issues a little bit more this month, and they have a 11-step thing here that says 11 things that you should know about women in prison in the U.S. So here we go. Number one. There are over 90,000 women in the U.S. prison today. The majority are in prison for economic crimes. The most typical convictions resulting in imprisonment for women are property crimes, such as check forgery and illegal credit card use. Excuse me. It says 80% of women in prison report incomes of less than $2,000 per year before their arrest, and 92% report incomes under $10,000. Mm-hmm. Did you see that, Andrea? Do you agree with those numbers?
Women, especially women that are mothers, you know, it's really, there's poverty, and people are driven by trying to make ends meet. I can understand getting out of there and not knowing where to turn. And if you have resources or people come to you and offer you a way to make money and you have your habits, it's so tempting if you don't have any other way. People go back because a lot of it's money. It's and feeling helpless.
You know? I hear you.
It's really tough. A lot of it, I think most of everybody that I met, they're good people, most everyone, good-hearted, some of the best people I know. Are in there, you know, and they good mothers, some mm-hmm. loving mothers. They don't feel like they are a lot because they're so down on themselves. But you know, they love. They're kind. They were good to me. They're good people. Okay. But they don't have another way.
Gotcha. Yeah. You know, sometimes we'll talk about solutions, but I'm not a professional. But okay, number two, we might not finish, but here we go. Number two, of the women convicted of violent crimes, the vast majority were convicted for defending themselves or their children from abuse. In California alone, there are 600 women in prison for killing their abusers in self-defense. In average prison terms are twice as long for killing husbands as for killing wives.
Hmm.
Ooh.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Yeah, I met some women in there for that reason.
Who killed their husband?
Yeah, and one woman got out right before I did, who had been in there like 20 years.
Wow.
And it was an abuse situation.
Hey.
And you know, there's several women in there now, good women, who have lost big chunks of life.
Okay. You know? Love is better than hate, y'all. Love is better than hate. Work together. You got children out there. Work together. It says 54% of women in prison are women of color. Oh, yeah. Hey, 54%. Yeah. Okay. That's not the number of women in the U.S., but in prison of women of color. Okay, we'll do another one here. 90% of women in prison. 90% of women in prison are single mothers. Wow. Kids. Oh. 90% of women, they said they lose contact with their children, sometimes forever. There are 167,000 children in the U.S. whose mothers are incarcerated.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, so many moms and not enough programs. I got to work in the Early Head Start program for a while, and there were, you know, some of those moms got to spend more quality time. But, you know, if you don't have a chance to see your kids right now, don't give up, you know. My dad, I hadn't seen him since I was young, and he had an addiction problem, and I saw him before he died, but it was like 30 years I didn't see him. But, you know, no matter how long you go, your kids need you. They need you, and you have something to offer them, you know. That's just the truth, you know. Kids need their parents.
Big time. Yeah, because, it's, you know, after length of time, there's no way they can get the way they used to be. They're clean and sober while incarcerated, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, for the most part, do some things sneak in there?
Oh, little, yeah, of course, you know. But mostly people get straightened out. They're thinking clearly, you know.
All right. Okay. Well, that's really about it for this week. I want to thank our news producer for the whole stretch. Ms. Lisa Loving ran and got me the Mumia Abu-Jamal piece. But we've talked right through it, but that's okay. I'm sure Mumia himself would say, you go ahead and do your show. You go ahead and speak with this wonderful guest we have here who's make sure she's not going back where she was and she's sharing her things. Okay, Prison Pipeline, we're done for this week. Once again, your website and your address for people who want to get into the writing situation.
Okay. The web address is www.writearound.org. And you can write to 917 Southwest Oak Street, Suite 406, Portland, Oregon, 97205.
Thank you very much. Up next, Clemmie's Grooves, and she's in the house. She'll be right here. See you next week, y'all. Take care. Bye-bye.
How many black men? This is what an inmate told me. Let it be the Most High's will to have me where I am. Let them see that they can't kill the inner part of man. Even though the cell is locked and they've thrown away the key, I'm the finest of the father's crop. I deserve to be happy. I'm just saying, down, somebody's down in the concrete jail cell, and nobody gives a damn, 'cause most of them are black. Down, somebody's down in the concrete jail cell. Nayora gives a damn. I'm not forgetting anyone. Love will be deep within our ways. How can I have faith no more? Judging me on a 1-10 scale, way over 20, this man saws. Peace and love is the same to him who created all of us. I will show that I am a king. Liberation of myself is a must. I'm just saying, down, somebody's down in the concrete jail cell, and nobody gives a damn, 'cause most of them are bad. Down, somebody's down in the concrete jail cell, Nayora gives a damn. I'm not forgetting anyone. Dirty toilet seats, unsanitary, hasn't been flushed for weeks. Terrible environment, can't even sleep. Police brutality's the little hey, Oja, this ain't nothing sweet. A warden have to tell you what time you must eat. The food look rotten, I can't food and meat. And all you're thinking about are office flirt. What is going on? And you feel as though the only way to get out is to sell your soul. Love becoming farmer and a play spiral. The system has so many trap like so. Look how many get life for not doing nothing but putting up a fight against a silly game that Babylon call life. That's why the dynamite it have to blow. I'm just saying, down, somebody's down in the concrete jungle, and nobody gives a damn. 90% is black. Down, somebody's down in the concrete jungle. Starlion gives a damn. We ain't forgetting anyone, sure. I grade gives a damn. We ain't forgetting anyone, sure. African people gives a damn. We're not forgetting anyone.